The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escape from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Starbucks has announced that next year they will open their first store in Italy. Finally, they will have customers who know what the word venti means. I looked it up. Means 20, because that is the price of a venti. Now, this could be even bigger than when Domino's opened in Italy and introduced them to the idea of disappointment.
That's great. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be making it rain purple when it does rain. We'll talk to Lobertini about all this rain stuff. But with Prince, tickets set two times tomorrow. Let me get this right. Two times tomorrow. And the first shot is with the KGO AM news team between 6 and 9, and again with Chip Franklin between noon and 3. And then all you have to do is listen for the Prince cue to call, whatever that will be, whatever the purple one will sing or play. We'll make it obvious.
What is that? I saw that memo.
I know. And it's written in memo form. That's why I'm kind of fumbling through it. But when you hear the Prince cue to call, then you just be the correct caller, and you'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Prince over at Oracle.
It's one of his snappier, more upbeat.
Yeah, it should be like Kiss or something.
Yeah, that's
or,
it. It's
or
Kiss.
Erotic.
Kiss. Yeah. So what do you say we talk about outer space?
Yes. So what's the guy's name?
Scott Kelly.
Yeah, okay. See, he's been up there for 2 years.
No. He's been up there for 340 days.
That's enough.
On board with a couple of Russian cosmonauts. Landed yesterday in the Kazakhstan desert on board a Soyuz spacecraft.
Oh, my, that's scary.
Do I get an A for all those accurate pronunciations?
Yes, that's fantastic. Yeah. And he was up, how many people are in the International Space Station?
You know, honestly, I don't know, but I do know that this particular mission involved, again, those three astronauts. There was Mikhail Koryenko and Sergei Volkov.
All right.
How about that? Scott Kelly. We've got some sound from him. It's, Ryan, it's called Kelly in Space. It's in the 9 o'clock there. And, you know, NASA welcomed him home yesterday.
Scott Kelly back on Mother Earth after 340 days in space.
Now, Kelly obviously up there for 340 days, had plenty of observations, said he was it was bittersweet leaving the space station, but he had some observations about Earth from space.
Thin veil of the atmosphere on the limb of the Earth. I wouldn't say it looks unhealthy, but it definitely looks very, very fragile.
Now, Kelly said he did pretty well up there. You know, among the concerns when you're in space is that, well, you're going to have some problems with your vision or your bones. He says he feels pretty good, and I know you're going to love this. He grew 2 inches while in space.
That's scary. I mean, it's really freaky because you think that you got to know that gravity's going to wreak havoc on him. Yeah.
Well, he probably
can't
expanded
even walk?
As opposed to grew.
Right. I mean, can he walk? Because I would think this would do great physical harm.
Well, apparently he's,
walking?
Apparently he's doing pretty well.
I mean, they're drinking recycled pee up there. I think that's the only place you can do it and actually call yourself an astronaut and not a pervert. But, you know, I'm just, I don't know how you, I give him a lot of credit. Didn't he say he wanted to stay longer?
Well, he said that he could have stayed longer. Listen to this.
I'm definitely encouraged on our ability to go even longer. I mean, I kind of, even though I look forward to coming home and there's things that I miss, I felt like if it was for the right reason, I clearly could have stayed.
Oh, my. Really? Well, Mr. Kelly, you know what, Astronaut Kelly, I wish that you could have stayed till November because you would have a great view of all the fires that will break out all over the United States when Trump wins.
There you go. What a view. Yeah. Boy, that would be the place to be, wouldn't
that
it?
That would be the place
not
to
of
be.
This earth.
I'm not going to Canada. I'm going there.
Not going to Canada.
I'm not going to Canada.
Well, you know, he did say, he goes, you know, I'll probably never see that again. So, you know, for a guy who became an astronaut, probably a kid dreaming of being in space, you know, I don't know why, but I mean, he probably savored every moment. I don't know. You know,
344 days. So basically, you're in a big, you know, bunch of tin cans. If there's Japanese astronauts, I know that they've been up there. That'd be crazy. You know, playing bad karaoke, and they would do like ground control to Major Tom good night. You know, right?
You know, I want to know what a Drex space station would include.
It depends what era. I'm in this new, I know this era where I'm supposed to be healthy and be a good boy. Well, at least he can avoid exposure to Fuller House, or maybe not. I'm sure that they do feed the internet up there. So can he Netflix and chill up there? That would be the real go-to question.
You know, I don't have that answer. What I can tell you though is, after all this talk about, you know, staying in space, if they wanted him to stay in space, he got off that aircraft yesterday and got his first breath of fresh air in about a year. Listen to this.
The cold air was amazing. Fresh air is, the air, I don't mean to say it's not fresh on the space station, but it's there's nothing like, you know, new cold air coming into the capsule.
I would think that's correct.
I'm not going to say it's not fresh on the space station, but it's not fresh on the space station.
No. Yikes. Yeah. And by the way, technically, you're not cheating if you're not on the same planet, I would think. I mean, you know, they're trying all that stuff up there. I mean, you know, they're going to Mars. That's what this is all about. So I think it's interesting that he said he would stay longer, because that tells me that there is the human mental capacity to stay in space for a long time. He didn't go bat crap crazy.
Yeah, but what happens if you are one to go bat crap crazy? I guess you don't make the cut to begin with.
Yeah, would you put Kanye West on a show?
Absolutely.
I'd
put him on his own
ground
rocket.
Ground control to Major Tom. Blast his ass off this week. Yeah.
Now, again, NASA, where am I going? You know what, Kanye?
Mars.
We don't know.
That's great.
Well, you know what's interesting is I read something the other day from planet experts who seem to think that there may have been life on Mars at one point, but there's no longer life on Mars because the universe changed, the atmosphere changed, and everything there disappeared in much the same way we lost the dinosaurs millions of years ago.
Sure.
Why go back?
Well, I don't know.
Because it's the closest planet we can get to, and that's all I got.
Well, because humans have this instinctual instinct to want to go up. I watched American Experience today on Nova about the space program, and that was their explanation, going back to the 50s and 60s with the space program, that we just have this, you know, this innate want and need to go other places and explore. I don't know. And Netflix and chill. I'm pretty sure on movie night, I'm thinking with NASA, you're either watching Apollo 13 or The Right Stuff. You got a choice.
I
didn't want to watch Apollo 13. No.
But what if you're a Hulu guy? Then what?
Well, I hope you paid the extra so you don't have to watch the damn commercials.
Well, I'm sure you could fast forward or cut a deal with Hulu in space, but who knows? Times are tough, right?
Yeah, I think it's good stuff. All right, well, good for him. Congratulations. Are we sending someone? No, we're not sending anybody up, so the Russians have to send them up. Or Elon Musk has to send them up.
Well, yeah, there you go. But that'll be Ashton Kutcher and Kanye West. Actually, he doesn't have the money to go.
Oh my God!
But yeah, there are multiple celebrities who've celebrities. I can pronounce those Russian names, but I can't say celebrity.
Doesn't Bieber want to go?
Bieber, yeah,
said he wants to go.
But would you trust an Elon Musk rocket? I don't think.
Well, I have to say yes because I want a Tesla really bad.
Tesla and a rocket. What are you thinking? You're going to get a complimentary Tesla if you go up in one. If you pay $1 billion to go up in one of his rockets.
As far as I'm concerned, if I have a Tesla, that's the rocket in my pants. That's the only rocket I need. We'll leave it at that. And you brought up Kanye West, so more dramatic readings. This is great. Coming out of the Oscars, somebody put a microphone to Kate Hudson, Whoopi Goldberg's, Patrick Stewart's face, Michael Strahan, and had them read off Yeezy's insane tweets. We'll do that coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's another day. Your life's one huge disappointment.
You're still married. Your kids are never going to move out. Your job sucks. That's why there's Trumpetal.
Gain confidence. Say whatever comes to mind. Dump your wife and marry a hot Russian. You might even become president. Enjoy all of life's spoils without the check. Trump it all.
Trump it all may cause delusions of grandeur. The inability to say I'm sorry. Bad hair. The desire to build a huge wall between the United States and Mexico. The inability to self-edit. Bragging. Womanized racism. And the promise to make America great again.
Trump it all.
Yeah, and like I said, if he would have stayed up there in the International Space Station, he could have seen all the fires break out when he becomes the president. And here's Kimmel.
George Stephanopoulos asked very plainly a question that it is crazy he even had to ask.
So are you prepared right now to make a clear and unequivocal statement renouncing the support of all white supremacists?
Of course I am. Of course I am. I mean, there's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have. You take a look at Palm Beach, Florida. I built the Mar-a-Lago Club. Totally open to everybody.
That's the example. No, it's not. No.
Mar-a-Lago is a private club. It is open to everybody as long as you can afford the dues, which are $100,000.
Yes.
By open to everybody, he means open to almost nobody.
What the hell was going on with Chris Christie? I mean, up there in the International Space Station, one of the games you could play when you're really bored is, instead of where's Waldo, where's Chris Christie? Because he sure as hell isn't in New Jersey. The citizens of New Jersey want to recall him as the governor because, he's never there anymore. I don't know, that meme, did you see the meme floating around the internet today? Boy, we got some internet craziness coming up here. But I have to tell you, so when he was standing behind that press conference, which there was no press conference, that was just, once again, I just love Donald Trump because he's the master of manipulation and Fox News, and we all just fall for it. It was Chris Christie standing there with his laser eyes, staring really freaky-like into the back of Donald's head like he was Iron Man without the suit. It was super bizarre, I have to tell you. Okay, more. Conan, please, your turn.
Donald Trump keeps saying stuff. I guess that's what he does. Donald Trump, this is his latest, Donald Trump said, quote, "There's nobody that's done so much for equality as I have." Yeah, that's right. He said, "In some states, I'm hated equally by blacks and Hispanics." So it works out.
Everybody's got the angry white vote. That's the thing. Okay, one more. Seth Meyers.
Donald Trump said in a new interview that there's nobody that's done so much for equality as he has. Well, he does appear to be doing everything in his power to make sure America has its first female president.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. All right. Okay, promised you, so I'm going to do this. You don't have to win an Oscar or even be nominated one to get super dramatic on Oscar night as the stars arrived at the Vanity Fair annual Oscar party. There was Tyler Oakley from Vanity Fair there to do a unique challenge, do a dramatic reading of Kanye West tweeting. Okay, there's no lack of gems here to choose. I'm telling you. So we've got Whoopi Goldberg, Patrick Stewart, Kate Hudson, Michael Strahan, and more stars offer their best Yeezy. Let's take a listen to this.
You may be talented, but you are not Kanye West.
I specifically ordered Persian rugs with cherub imagery. What do I have to do to get a simple Persian rug with cherub imagery?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I love me so much right now.
I ordered the salmon medium instead of medium well. I didn't want to ruin the magic.
I'm not even going to lie to you right now. I love me so much right now.
Fur pillows are actually hard to sleep on.
I think Twitter was designed specifically with me in mind. Just my humble opinion. Humble. Kanye West.
I represent what people cannot say.
The world needs a guy like me. The world needs somebody to not be scared and tell his truth.
You guys will see my heart. You guys will feel my heart. We will make a difference. Hashtag scene.
All right. And Donald Trump said, what do you want Chris Christie to do now?
Get in the plane and go home. It's over there. You go home.
Get in the plane and go home. Okay, everybody, get in a plane and go home. All right. So today is the one-year anniversary. So let me see, pot down my music here so that I can look at the damn jacket too. Today, 1 year ago, the dress happened. If somehow you've scrubbed it from your memory, a woman posted a photo of the dress on the internet and all hell broke out, war all over the country. Is it white or gold, or was it blue and black? I picked white and gold. Crystal?
Blue and black.
I can't remember what the dress looked like. I don't even know.
That's the correct answer,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, that is the correct answer.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now it's the damn jacket. Okay, so, Ryan, if you didn't play along, let me see here.
Now, I'm looking at this jacket right now.
Okay. All right, so what color is the jacket? What are our choices?
I don't agree with any of the choices that are there.
Okay, is it black or brown or white and blue?
Or green and gold or green and brown.
Right. I'm saying it's black and gold.
It's cray and white.
It's what?
Cray. Like a bluish.
Oh.
Cray?
Cray.
How gay? What the hell are you talking about? Cray?
It is cray.
Super cray. Super duper, dude. Yes. What the hell? I'm telling you, my first impression was that it's green, dark green and gold. But then I looked at the lighting of it, and it looks to me like they're purposely lighting it to the right so that, you know, there's more light on that. So it's kind of skews the black color. It looks black and gold to me if there's an Adidas logo on the back. I don't know. So there's something for you to fight about when you get home or get to whatever you're, or if you're sitting or if you're working. Yes. Cheat and go over to the computer like you always do and Google the jacket. What color is it? Does it say what people were saying? BuzzFeed. Okay, 70% say it's blue and white. What the hell?
Told you.
There's no.
No.
Oh, come on. You read BuzzFeed. Did you hit BuzzFeed?
No, I'm just looking at the picture in front of me. And it's,
you see blue and white?
It's blue.
Dude,
it's,
where is there white on there?
It's where is there black on there?
Oh, my God.
The picture I'm looking at shows black and brown.
Okay, 10% say black and brown. Which that's what I say. Okay. Okay. 9% say green and gold, and 5% say green and brown. Now, wow, so we're way off 70%. Look at you, Ryan. You're rocking it.
What do you see? You see?
I think it's black and green.
Oh, so none of those.
Right. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Black and gold is what I see. And that's not a choice.
Yeah, no, that's not a choice.
So,
good for you.
Okay, so the gold, I guess that would be gold. So then I would say, I would call the gold brown. So I would say black and brown. So I'm in there with the 10%.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I am in my life anyway. I'm in the 10%.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm not in the 1%. That's sure. I'm in the 10%. Okay, time to break. More silliness on the way with the Late Night Late Show. Wow. I sure as hell don't see blue and white. I need Ryan vision.
You're welcome.
Okay, more of the silliness coming up on the Late Night Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. So, Lovertini, you can work your way over to the studio because all hell is broken loose in the KGO newsroom. This is just insane. Okay, so it's the one-year anniversary of the dress. The dress happened 1 year ago today. All internet hell broke loose in a war over whether that damn dress was white or gold or blue and black. I saw white and gold.
Are we talking about Michelle Obama's dress?
No, the dress, the internet dress.
Oh, the internet dress. Well, conversation was had regarding a dress that Michelle Obama was wearing, but okay.
What did you see?
You know what? I didn't see anything.
Oh, please. All right. Okay, so now there's the jacket. So show him the jacket. Show Lobertini the jacket. Oh, Jesus.
The jacket, it looks, what is it, black leather, maybe?
You just, no, don't listen to them. These people influence you. You tell us what color you see.
I see gray, maybe green.
Okay. And what else? What is the...
Looks like a gold Adidas logo with nice gold stripes. Maybe taupe.
Stop Carolyn, coming up with these damn stupid colors.
You're pulling your hair out.
Sure.
Well, how else would I describe it?
No,
King
Drex. That was good. Okay, so Dwayne, my intern, you see?
I feel like you guys are making this up. It's blue and white.
I don't see white at all. This is insane. People look, and I know this is a visual, and why would you talk about it? Heather's head would explode if she were here. But
that was always so much fun.
Right. Yes, it was. I think she'd be enjoying this. So, and then Carolyn from the newsroom.
Yeah, I see blue and white. I don't see what you see.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No,
isn't that nice?
No,
thank
I'm totally
God.
Serious.
Yeah.
Dwayne and I were just talking about this. We're like, we don't know what anybody else is seeing.
So what's the deal there, Drex? Is it the color of your eyes that...
Right. There's something going on there because...
So Carolyn has green eyes.
I have... Well, I'm hazel, blue-green. Blue-green, yeah. Ryan, what color do...
Well, what color
jacket?
Are your eyes? Or are the contacts green?
What
are we talking about? We're talking about the damn jacket, not her.
We're talking about your eyes.
What?
Well, I have hazel eyes. I don't know what. I don't think that has anything to do with this.
I'm just axing.
From the last dress, you said it because it was under a rarer light. That
yeah, that's what I read color. For the dress, where it's year anniversary of what it
of the dress.
Yeah.
Yes, but you saw blue
what
and black.
What I read is that the reason people saw it differently is because it was caught in a rarer light. And that's why. But the actual color of that dress was blue.
Yes,
that's what I
people,
heard.
But people saw different
colors. Well, right, I saw
right,
white and
right,
gold.
But that's why, they though, because it was picture. Caught in a rare light.
Yeah, but if it was caught in a rare light, wouldn't you see the same color?
I don't think anyone has come up with an explanation as to why people are
Well, no, Carolyn,
things.
You had the perfect answer. What color is the jacket?
Oh, well, I actually don't see color, Drex, so I don't know what you're talking about.
PCBS for tonight. Somebody's calling about this. Okay. All right. Let me see here.
It's the Asian American Association.
Steven,
they are really pissed at
yes,
you.
Yes. Steven, what color is the jacket?
I think the jacket is black and gold.
That's what I'm thinking. Yes, that's what I was thinking, right? Yeah, because if you look at the Adidas logo, but that's not one of the choices. And I was thinking, okay, well, if I can't say it's gold, then I'm going to say it's brown.
But it's really Kenyan proud.
Absolutely. Damn straight. Yes. And you know what? And I mean, here's the thing with all of this is, do you see white at all? I don't see white.
What is this shade of color you've never experienced me to?
I don't know. Well, I'm pretty much with you. I'm seeing black and brown or black and gold. That's what I'm thinking. I'm just saying. I don't know where that was going, but.
Well, the answer is cray and white. Cray and white.
Is there really an answer? Cray.
That's the answer.
That is the real answer.
No, oh, that's just my answer. But
oh, that's your answer. Well, that doesn't mean that's a thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know. He's kind of a genius.
All Crystal, right. Can we change the channel?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we're done.
Let's talk about, I don't know, anything besides the damn jacket.
That was fun. So we posted it at Kate. Thank you, everybody. You can all go back to your cubicles now. Go back where you all belong. All right. So
I want to talk about the vodka that Blake
Shelton. I knew
tequila,
you would.
Tequila.
No, it's vodka.
I know, but
yeah,
tequila's my drink.
Ryan, our engineer, asked the same thing. Why is that happening? I don't know. You know, he's with Smithsville or something in Arkansas with that family, and I guess they're getting into the vodka. Look, they're in the vodka business. I think it's brilliant because I'm sure that, you know, the go-to country state of mind would be, why are you not doing bourbon? But everybody does that. So why not go with like what the rappers are doing and try the vodka?
Well, you know, and there are national competitions, some of which are held here in San Francisco, where they do blind taste tests
right.
on bourbons, on vodkas, and to determine which one is the best. I want to get in, and you can be a part of that. You can go and get little sips and whatnot. I have always wanted to go to one of the tequila factories in Mexico. And do tasting, because tequila, like a lot of other alcohols, has become a lot like fine wine.
Well, sure. Blue agave.
Well, yeah. But there are lots of, I mean, I had some Don Julio this weekend, which was spectacular. Had some Corralejo that was really smooth. And let's face it, the better the booze, the better the hangover.
No, but that's the whole point with vodka. If you get the tequila, the blue agave, right? The proper agave based tequila, that you will not have a hangover. Isn't that the promise?
In theory, 100% agave tequila will.
Right. Less hangover.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know about that. I just can't drink tequila.
You know what? They've got stuff that's so smooth. There we go. Crack that beer. God, I'm done with beer.
So am I.
But they've got this stuff that's like sipping whiskey. It's called Fortaleza, and it's just this beautiful stuff, super smooth, and it's like a sipping whiskey or a fine champagne. I mean, it's just very good and very expensive.
Well, good. All right. Well, you let me know how Blake.
Which is why I go to the tequila bar after 11 o'clock.
Well, why don't you go down to Drexico and investigate that?
Drexico?
Yes, going down to Drexico. It's right below Drexus, and check that out and file a report.
You bet, buddy.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
The guy, was he making some gay reference or something? Because I did want to talk about the original gay pride flag. Did you know that it had 8 colors in the rainbow? We're talking about colors now. Now, this is for real. Red, orange, yellow, green, turquoise, blue, violet, and hot pink. Eventually, hot pink and turquoise were dropped because it made them too expensive to produce. That's a fact, Jack.
Yes, but they've got the big pink triangle up in the Castro.
Well, that's nice. I gotcha. But, yeah. And this is another, these are silly facts for today, Wednesday. Graham Nash wrote just a song before I go when his pot dealer in Hawaii was taking him to the airport and said, quote, "I bet I can write you a song before you go." Took Nash about 15 minutes to finish that. Don't you love that?
That's how it happens, isn't it? You aren't trying. You're just letting it flow.
Yeah. And then Marvin Gaye tried to play pro football in 1970, and he actually got a tryout with the Detroit Lions, but he had no football experience, zero. So the coach didn't want him to get hurt, so he turned him down.
So did author George Plimpton. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually played a couple of plays in a preseason game with the Detroit Lions.
That's very interesting. And other factoids.
And he was an author, by the way.
You just need to know because it's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. God, it's not. It's hooray for Wednesday instead of super duper stupor Tuesday. Chinese food takeout containers were originally invented in the 1890s to hold oysters from the bay. How about that? See?
You mean the little square boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Look at that. Came from here in 1890. I'm just all full of information tonight, aren't I? Now, you people take a look at that damn jacket and get back to me on this. This will cause a big debate wherever you're at. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the good news, including Adele. I want to get to Adele. And, you know, she pulled this woman, I don't know, this whole proposal with the leap year thing. Did you hear about this? I'll play it. That's on the way.
Gosh, I missed that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you won't miss it if you stay tuned. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. 11 more days until daylight saving time. 12 more days until steak and a BJ. I have to explain that one because I ignored it forever. I refused to read it. Well, I mean, I'm sure you're wondering, well, now, Drex, I listen to the show, so why would you not say that? Well, because I didn't understand what it was. Until, you know, one of my Reddit friends, probably Dwayne. Yes, my intern said, yeah, that's a thing, dude. So Steak and BJ Day, 12 days from now, whatever day that is, and I don't know.
Well, 14th.
The 14th. Yeah, let's do the math, you dumbass. It's the 2nd. I can do that math. Okay. I'm getting too close to my birthday, and I'm a Pisces. So you know, I'm just saying.
You and Ryan have that in common, apparently.
Really? What day?
March 10th.
I'm the 11th.
Oh, you're 311 day.
God help us.
Well, happy freaking birthday to both of you. Clown.
So you are just a cluster.
Yeah. Okay, right. You got time?
Oh, my God. I talked to anybody who just... Justin Bieber just turned 22. So, I mean, yeah, just think Pisces and think mess. Yeah. Well, we're creative. Okay, so 12 more days until the Steak and BJ Day. And so this is the alternative to... this is anti-Valentine's Day. And this is a huge trending thing.
Huge.
So, huge. Huge. All right. 15 more days until St. Paddy's Day and 25 more days until Easter Sunday. All right. I've teased this enough. Adele. So Adele kicked off her world tour in Belfast this week. Nicely done. And since it was also Leap Day on Monday, she asked if there were any women who needed help proposing to their boyfriends. Did you know that's what was supposed to happen? Yeah, every fourth year when there is a Leap Day. Yes, that's when women, according to an old Irish legend, or maybe actual history, St. Bridget struck up a deal with St. Patrick to allow women to propose to men one day every 4 years for balance, sort of like the Leap Day balances the calendar. Anyway, so one woman took her up on her offer. She came up and she proposed to her boyfriend, Neil, earlier in the day. And he said, well, maybe in a while. Well, Adele wasn't cool with that. So she had the whole world, I mean, you know, the whole concert there chanting at him. Now, this is a little hard to hear, but it's a concert, so turn it up.
You asked him today already. Where is he? And what did you say?
He said maybe in a little while.
You need to say a couple of yes, bruv.
Were you in the gym?
Oh, no, you look like someone was in the gym. I'm working out. No. You have to say yes. Oh, my God, they're turning. They're turning. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's impossible. Okay, I give up on that. With her Cockney accent. God love you, Adele, but just saying. So Neil was still back in the crowd, and he wasn't mic'd, and apparently he caved because Adele started jumping up and down and asked for an invite to the wedding. Now, of course, it remains to be seen whether or not, you know, they will actually get married. But who knew? I mean, and by the way, I don't know where this is, and I've got piles everywhere. Yes, I do. Everywhere I go, I have piles. Surprise, surprise, people. So, I don't need the story. I know it in my head. You know, 73% of the men surveyed in whichever pile that's in said that they would accept a proposal from a woman. 73%.
Accept, like, say yes to?
Yes, if a woman asked yes, the question. 73% of men said they would, that would be cool with them. I think 73% would say yes, they like that idea because they're thinking of all the nightmare stuff that you have to go through if you are the guy and you're the one who has to do it. Huh. I mean, let's just face it. I'm just giving you the guy's perspective on this. It would take so much pressure off you, me, as the guy, if you were the one to ask.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, here's the deal. women plant the seed.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Oh, so really, what is that number? It's a lot higher.
Well, it's 73%.
They plant the seed, and then it's, when are we getting married, and when am I getting a ring? And you know, it's Christmas, and my parents, we've been dating a while, and my parents are going to want a ring. And if they don't see a ring on my finger, they're not going to be happy. And you're not going to be happy. That's what that's code for.
Oh,
right.
My.
Anybody try this before?
Oh, no. I'm
try
not.
What before?
I don't know. Yeah, the engagement thing.
I'm anti-marriage.
So am I.
Woman.
So am I. All right. I guess that's a theory. I just think that, you know, the guys are saying, 73% of the guys are saying that again because it would just take the pressure off of them to just go through the whole procedure.
Well, these are guys that clearly have not been engaged. They've never been married, so they don't know how the process works.
Right.
You know, there is a nudging, and then it gets stronger, and then there are the hints, and then they just
If the woman asks you and you say yes, then, you know, I don't have to worry about the ring. I don't have to worry about the ring size. I don't have to worry about the shenanigans. I don't have to worry about the proposal because you ask me, so let's go to Zales.
Do you think it's all or nothing like that?
Yes.
No!
Yes, if you ask me and I say yes, all the pressure's off. So it's like, okay, let's go to the jewelry store, pick out what you want. You know, I put down my card and that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
Rex.
What?
No.
No, what do you want? I mean, what are you saying? You still want some elaborate proposal? You want me to propose after you proposed to me?
No.
You know what, Drex, you're the reason that women drop hints.
Nowadays, it's a partnership thing.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
When was the last time a woman paid for a date?
I'm being ganged up on here.
Where's my rim shot?
Bum, bum. It just, you know what? We went to breakfast on Saturday morning, and she broke out a credit card, and I almost choked.
There we go. Thank you very much. Take your waiters and waitresses all the way.
Thank you. On that note, we call it a night, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great night. Yes. John Batchelor is next on KGO 810. Good night.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.